Amen. Good morning. Good morning, ABM. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Amen. Praise God. Giving honor to Christ this morning, who's the head of my life. Amen. To my wife, to my pastor. Amen. LaKeisha and Temple Spencer. Amen. To the ADM frontline. Amen. To the ADM family. Praise God. To all of you out there in radio land and internet land, amen, that's listening to this broadcast this morning, I bid you a hearty good morning. Amen. Praise God.
I'm going to talk to you for a while.
Well, I've been up.
Amen.
I've been down. Been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine. Cause in every life, surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. From our neighbors, and they used to borrow things from us too. We used to buy by the whole block, cause the old refrigerator wouldn't even freeze. But all along you've been good. Tornado came to Canton and tore our little old house down. Look at us crawling out from under all the debris, stepping over dead bodies, me thinking that could have been me. Lord, you've been so good.
joy to get in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning, God. Let your perfect will be done, Lord. Not our will, but let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to stretch our hands and say yes to you, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, it's yes in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to repent for the remission of our sins, God. All the ones that we know of and the ones that we don't know of, God. Forgive us this morning, God. Even the wrong thoughts we had in our mind, God, forgive us, Lord. If we said anything to somebody that hurt them, God, let us begin to repent in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to order our footsteps. Come to the Lord, Moshe. Continue to order our footsteps in your word, God. Lead us and guide us in the place where we need to be, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, don't let us go into the place where we don't need to be going, God. But let us continue to give charity, God. Love in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even our enemies, Lord, let us love them in spite of all in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you come in mightily, God. Clean our house, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us have a well-made of mind. A well-made of mind to keep marching forward, God. A well-made of mind not to even go back. A well-made of mind to go to do your perfect will in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us have a well-made of mind to serve you like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You loved us in a little more shape when we didn't even love ourselves, God. You shielded us, protected us, God, from unseen danger we didn't know was all around us, God. Oh, God, but we thank you for shielding and protecting us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every minister that it is this morning, God. Oh, God, let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Oh, God, but let truth fall from their lips of clay, God, like never before, God, where they can tell every nation, every child that it is, that God is real. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. He's still making ways out of no way. He's still healing in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We thank you, God, that you woke us up this morning, God, and we had joy all on inside of us, God. We had a smile on our face, God. We thank you this morning, God. We can't help but to thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Begin to go to Moshe. Somebody sitting on the side of the bed with their head hung down, God. I pray, God, that you come through, God, and minister to them. Come to the Moshe. We minister to their spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Every activity they're thinking about, God, plead the blood of Jesus over this morning, God, and let them think on the goodness of you, where they were, God, and where you brought them from, how you delivered them in the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We've asked that you turn somebody's mind, God. They're trying to go back. Hold on to bullshit, God. Oh, but we plead the blood of Jesus over that this morning, God. Let them keep coming forward, God. They come to the bullshit, God. Oh, God, you said in your word, God. Somebody don't have no peace this morning, God. But you said if we kept our mind stayed on you, you'll give us perfect peace, God. So we thank you for your perfect peace this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick dust that it is, God. Since you said by your stripes, they already healed, God. Let them begin to just to praise you and thank you for their healing. In the name of Jesus, God of Moshe, we thank you for healing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for your Holy Ghost, God of Moshe, that guide us in all truth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because we realize the table is spread. It's a feast going on. It comes to the Moshe. Anyone that want to sit at the table and begin to eat and let the truth roll to the Moshe, God. Let the truth go forth like never before, huh? Let them receive it, God. Let them begin to eat, chew, and digest, huh? Oh, God, oh, the Moshe, God. God, you're a good God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for raising our children up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for shielding and protecting them, God, saving and delivering. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your fire in Kandorobosha this morning, God. Your fire, God. We thank you for turning it up right now, but before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for tearing it down every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, we thank you for it breaking every chains in our lives, God. Breaking chains of our minds, God. Of our eyes, the Kandorobosha. Of our mouth, in the mighty name of Jesus, Kandorobosha. Even our feet, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We cry out to you, God. You come to the boat, say, God, we stay believable. We stay before you like never before, God. We thank you, out of the boat, say. We thank you for putting bridles on some of our mouth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for teaching us, God, because you're the best teacher, Lord of Oshie, the best teacher that it is, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for opening our deaf ears, God, that we can hear, Lord of Oshie, God. We thank you for unshielding our blind eyes, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you like never before, God. So we say, let your perfect will be done. Not our will, Lord of Oshie, but let your perfect will be done this morning. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Let thy perfect will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. As usual, coming with that strong morning prayer this morning. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And this time, after Mother Jackson, we're going to have Brother Joe come on in and give us a few nuggets there, Brother Joe.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. How you doing? First of all, First of all, I'd like to give thanks to Mahal Powell, who is God. I'd like to thank Pastor Temple and his First Lady. I'd like to thank you and your First Lady. I'd like to thank the ADM members. I'd like to thank the ministry for drawing me in. I'm coming from Psalms 30. Let me see. Verse 2 through 5, and it goes like this. Oh, my God, I cry out to you, and for you healed me. Oh, Lord, I brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his. And give him thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may be endured for a night, but my joy comes in the morning. May I alliterate on that, Pastor?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is what carries me. I talked to Pastor Temple the other day. He had been in a round with the devil. And I saw how the devil had roughed up my pastor. And I called my pastor. I told him how much I loved him. And I had to make sure that all was well. And I told him that we miss him. If he's not there for a minute, we miss him, how much we miss him. And I had a bout myself a few months ago with the right side of my body. But God healed me through my faith. And now, after I go to my pastor and tell him how I feel, that old thing attacked my left side. But I don't give up, because in this scripture, it said, I cried out to you and you healed me. And I cried out now to my Father, and he is now healing me. See, God is real. You can joke with the TVs and with the radios and the music, but you don't joke with God. His anger is on it, but for a moment. His joy comes in the morning. So when you wake up in the morning, tell somebody about God. And they ask you, well, why are you so happy? Why are you so cheerful? Tell them your father gave this to you. And tell them they can get it too. It's free. I have a closet, a big walk-in closet. I want to go put me a chair in that closet, close that door, and sit and wait. Wait on my father to come into that room so I can sit down and talk, have a conversation, hold his hand, cry out to him, let him know how I feel and how important he is in my life, because he's brought me not a long way from the things I've been through. I should have not been here many times, but he has saved me. Like they say, through the grace of God, I am still here. By the grace of God, I am still being here. By the grace of God, I have care, love, understanding, and peace in my heart. Through the grace of God, we all can have this. Please, obey God. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, Brother Joe, coming with a strong word, amen, amen. And you know, we should always remember that God is for us.
Amen.
Amen. Regardless of whoever is against us, God has the last word. He has the last say-so. If you say you are healed, then you are healed.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
And we have to stick to that premise. Amen.
Yes.
See, the devil only comes to attack us in our little cracks and weaknesses. Amen. Praise God. He'll come on one side, praise God, like Brother Joe said, and then the next thing you know you're doing okay on that side, and you're not watching the other side, he'll come to the other side, praise God. Amen. And so that's why we've been pushing and pressing upon you about putting on the whole arm of God and seeking God's face and pressing in. Amen. Praise God. These things, amen, praise God, they're just not there, amen, just to be heard of. Amen. They're there so these tools that God give us can help us. And we can help somebody else along the way. Amen? Because it's not about us. It's not about us. It's always about somebody else. But, praise God, once you went through that trial or that tribulation, praise God, you can tell somebody else how you got over. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. How you got over. Amen. And, you know, the pastor, you know, he's been talking this week about certain things, amen, and, you know, warfare, and he's been talking about, you know, the Greek, the things that it means in the Greek and everything like that. And when it boils down to this, you know, plain and simple, amen, the word of God will prevail if we utilize it. Amen. See, we can lead a horse to water, but we can't make him drink. Amen. So, we are constantly trying to lead you to the word of God that will help you along your way on your daily walk. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Tomorrow is not promised, but it's what you do for God today, amen, that's going to last. Amen. Amen. And we have to take it one day at a time. We can't do nothing about yesterday. And we can't do nothing about tomorrow. But today, we can stand on the word of God, his principles, his precepts, amen, and be blessed and favored by God, amen, to the things that we need to do to get us to the next level in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. For God I live, for God I die.
Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I heard the mother say, it's those little foxes that destroy the vine. And it's so true. A lot of times it's not the big things that come at you, whether it's self-induced, meaning you did it on your own to yourself, right? Self-inflicted, or the devil came in some kind of way and God allowed him to use him to test you and to test your faith. Amen. Because that's all it boiled down to. Because guess what? The enemy can't do nothing unless God gives him permission. Think about that. Amen. Can't do not one thing, not a hill of beans, unless God tell him it's okay to do it. Amen. And we need to recognize that because God gave us the power over the enemy. Amen. That when we see that devil coming, amen, we feel it in the atmosphere, we discern it. Amen. We put him to running. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. He don't understand nothing else, but he understands the word of God. And he understands Jesus Christ and the blood that he spilled for each and every one of us on that cross at Calvary. Amen. Praise God. But we're living in a world in a society today, amen, that looks like people just done gone crazy and lost their ever-loving minds. Praise God. Amen. And so Revelation tells us about it. Amen. Praise God. So, you know, we got to keep ourselves healthy in the word of God. We got to keep ourselves healthy in the natural. Praise God. We can't tell nobody else nothing until we endure something and go through something and experience, praise God, that we can help somebody else. Amen. But the most important thing, saints, hear me, the most important thing is your individual relationship with God. Amen. Amen. God is the ultimate being. He's our Father. So know who your daddy is. Amen. It's God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And when you go to your father, be sincere. Tell him what you want or tell him, amen, praise God, what healing you need. Lay it down at that altar. Leave it right there. And he will take care of it. Yes, he will. Amen. Praise God. We have to know and believe by faith, amen, that God's going to do it because he's not a man that he will lie. Amen. God is not going to lie to us. He loves us, and he is love. Amen. On today, if you have not given your life to Christ, do it today. Do it right now, right away. Amen. Amen. If you listen to this broadcast and you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, all you got to do is repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord, I have sinned. And Lord, I ask that you forgive me of all of my sins. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Make me whole, Lord. And not only that, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit on today. For Lord, I accept you as Lord and Savior in my life right now on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's just that simple. Amen. Didn't have to pay for one thing. Amen. Salvation is free, and confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. But listen, saints, on today, tell somebody about Jesus. Tell them about the good news. Amen. a family member, a friend, coworker, amen, a boss. It doesn't matter. Tell somebody. You know that they need Christ in their life. Amen. There's two places, amen, that I heard that, you know, you'll go after this life. Heaven or hell. Amen. Well, I choose heaven on today. What about you? Amen. And when you talk to them, tell them that. Which one they choose? Amen. Heaven or hell. Amen. And I say today, who's on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. I'm on the Lord's side. Are you on the Lord's side? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God on today. We give him honor. We give him glory. Amen. Praise God. We thank him for our healing, our wholeness. We thank him for what he does in our life on a daily basis. He doesn't have to do it, but he do it anyway because he loves us. Amen. And he said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. On today, believe and know that God is God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And don't forget, praise God, our church anniversary is coming up. Starting the first Sunday all the way through, amen, the month, every Sunday in September, 11 a.m. Come on out. Be a part. Enjoy the service. Enjoy the Lord. Amen. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you.
And I want to live.